This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. The three U.S. warships that were diverted to the Indian Ocean are nearing Sumatra, where they will join the relief effort there and in Sri Lanka. The ships are bringing relief supplies along with helicopters and a couple of thousand Marines to deliver the aid to areas devastated by last week's earthquake and tsunami. Joining me now for analysis on the after effects of the tsunami is NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
Juan, early on, the U.S. was criticized for the $35 million that President Bush pledged for relief efforts. That was initially, but now that amount has been increased to $350 million, 10 times as much. How is the U.S. response viewed now?
Well, it's a good point of contrast, Renee. Obviously, Pat Leahy, the criticism was here at home as well as abroad. Pat Leahy, the Vermont senator, initially said, you know, that $35 million amount is more than the U.S. is about what the U.S. spends before breakfast in Iraq. President Clinton, who was in Europe at the time, said that President Bush was slow to understand the import of what was taking place in Asia and to take advantage of the political opportunity it presented to the U.S., getting out of the posture of simply being concerned about terrorism, but more in the liking, more in the sense of offering a helping hand, a benevolent hand, if you will, at a time of disaster. Now I think that seeing that the United States has the second largest amount, Japan has about a $500 million pledge, the United States about $350 million, as you said earlier, in addition to the presence of the USS Abraham Lincoln in the Indian Ocean and other warships. At the moment, there's 6,500 sailors and Marines, which is the largest military operation the U.S. has had in Asia since Vietnam. So I think that image has changed, and they're working to, in fact, even pledge more support to really transform what was initially a very negative image for the U.S. at the start of this relief effort.
And, of course, Secretary of State Colin Powell is traveling to the region today, so he'll have a high-profile presence. But what is he hoping to accomplish?
Well, in large part, it's a personal effort on the part of the Bush administration, given the slow start that we just discussed. I think that it's also an effort, again, to say to the Muslim world, so heavily represented in that area, that the United States has an understanding of a moment of need, and that in the affluence, the wealth that's present here, there's going to be a great deal of concern and monetary contributions made to help out in the region. It's not just government, and I think that Powell is going to stress this, it's not just government aid, it's also money coming from individuals, a lot coming over the internet, a lot of talk about that, but in addition you have philanthropic groups based in the United States making efforts, religious groups making efforts, and I think Powell and President Bush, and I might add Florida Governor Jeb Bush, who's accompanying Powell, I want to make a very strong personal statement that the United States is involved and caring, and so you're going to see that personal face put on it by Secretary Powell.
Well, just quickly on Florida, Governor Jeb Bush, is that the president's way of sending his own brother as an emissary, saying he's very serious?
You know, this has generated a lot of comment, Renee, in political Washington, because Jeb Bush has been very shy about stepping out not only on the world stage, but generally on the national political stage. But here he is going out, and as you say, it's a personal thing coming as he is as the president's brother, but it's also the case that he has experience with hurricane and disaster relief in Florida, and that's being the official reason. But I think lots of people are wondering if this is not a first step for some political, national political ambition on the part of Florida Governor Bush.
Well, just quickly, let's turn to the White House's agenda for its second term. Tax code reform had been a priority, but we're not hearing much about that.
No, in fact, there was a report over the holidays in the Washington Post indicating that tax simplification is now going to be put on a back burner. There's lots of opposition from various special interest groups to the idea of national sales tax, flat taxes. Now there's the possibility maybe they eliminate some of the various tax levels, but what you're going to see is Social Security, tort reform, bankruptcy reform at the front right now, Renee.
Thanks very much, NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams.